Good morning. I'm Anna Marie, and it's time again for Focus. We take a closer look at people, places, things right here in our own backyard, things that could make your life better. Today, our guest is Dori Gorman with YMCA of Middle Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. And so we want to start off on the song.
Oh, the Village People. Oh, man, you don't want me to sing. You can cue the song right now if you'd like to. But we are known, especially thanks to the Village People, for the YMCA song.
And it says, what was the name originally? Was it Young Men's Christian?
I thought you were talking about the original Village People song, and I think it was just called YMCA. But no, yes, Young Men's Christian Association. We've been around for quite a long time. Actually, in Middle Tennessee, we'll be celebrating our 150th year here in this city next year.
Wow.
But it's kind of an ironic name in some ways. We're very proud of our heritage and where we came from. And at the same time, we're even more proud of where we are today.
Ooh, I like
because
that.
We are not just for the young. We're not just for men. And we're not just for Christians. We are for all. And we're proud to be an organization that is for all people.
I love that. So let's go ahead and dig into that. What are some of the services? What are some of the things that people can find at the YMCA that they may have no idea about?
Well, first thing I would say, if you haven't been to a Y location recently, I invite you to check it out because many of our facilities have been upgraded, have been expanded. There's new equipment. Mm-hmm. We have 13 centers across Middle Tennessee. We're all the way south to Franklin, all the way north to Clarksville, west or as far as Bellevue, and east as far as the North Rutherford Y. So I would first say you want to, you know, we're kind of known for our fitness centers.
Yeah.
But one of the things that makes our fitness centers really stand out is they really are for families. We have childcare that you can drop your kid off at Y Play. You can go work out. We just have lots and lots of programs for all ages, for active older adults.
Yeah.
From all sorts of different things for you. Now, that's kind of what you think of when you think of the YMCA.
Yeah, and they're pumping iron.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that, which we are all about that. And we have some incredible Group X instructors. We have a weight loss class. We have lots of things for healthy living.
What did you call it, a Group X?
Group exercise. Sorry, I'm using some Y language there. But yes, right. Group X.
Okay.
So we have what's so neat, though, that I love about the Y, not only is it for families, but it's really for community. You will find in our centers when you come in, it really does feel like a community center. We get some people there that maybe exercise is the excuse, but why they're really there is for the relationships to really grow and meet their neighbor. And for some, it really becomes like a community center where they hang out.
I've noticed that I have some little old lady friends who go and they'll do their class and then they sit and they'll wait for so-and-so to finish theirs. And then they sit and they have coffee and they just chat and have a grand old time.
Absolutely. We've got coffee. We kind of try to really build that environment where people can connect with one another. And a lot of that is because we're not just about growing healthy bodies. Our mission really is to help people grow in spirit, mind, and body. Mm-hmm. And we really can't do that alone. We need each other. You know, a lot of people feel really isolated these days. And we want to bring people back into our buildings, but not just to get them there to work out, to really get them there to grow in connection with one another. But those are all the things you kind of think of when you think of a YMCA.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really great secrets that should not be kept secret.
Oh, okay.
That we want you to know about. So there is a program at many of our Ys called Full Circle, which is for kids and adults with special needs. There's classes, there's things, activities for them to participate in after school, ways they can continue growing and thriving with dignity. And it's so wonderful.
Wow.
We also have After Breast Cancer, which those are support groups for survivors of breast cancer to really, you know, a lot of times you get a lot of, I don't want to say attention, but you have a lot of tasks when you get a cancer diagnosis.
Right.
So you're going from one thing to the next, and once you get through the whole process, you're kind of expected to go back to life as normal.
You're just adrift.
Right. And you've just been through a pretty traumatic experience. So we have these support groups called After Breast Cancer that really provide you with support when it comes to relationships with others who've gone through a similar experience, mental health support through a small group, to nutrition help, and then adjusting your exercise based on the surgeries that you've had to have and make sure you can get your fitness journey back, but do it in a way that's not going to put you at risk.
I would like to, since we have time, I would like to go back a little bit to the special needs.
Absolutely, to Full Circle.
Full Circle. Mm-hmm. So you said that you help them in ways to keep their dignity and to grow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really is a full program where you can come for adults. It can come during the day, and you have programming and classes. And
what are they having classes about?
Oh gosh, you can have anything from life skills, where you're learning different important life skills.
Right.
Sometimes it's job training skills. If you know, higher needs individuals might be able to have a job. Sometimes it's just furthering some of their education that they might have received when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then the after school program can be also for those who are still in school, but maybe need that extra support after school hours. We've also had some full circle participants that learned how to swim for the very first time.
Oh.
And so we have adaptive kind of swim lessons to help them. Some who've never swam before in their lives.
Yeah.
But there's also sports programs for them to, if you want to be inspired, go check out the Brentwood Wise full circle basketball that happens on the weekends. And they have buddies that they get partnered with to help them be able to really participate in team sports, which a lot of these kids have never been able to do before.
Wow.
But they can do it at the Y.
And I think that's something that, unless you have a special needs kid, my brother was, and now when I got married a couple of years ago, I inherited a special needs stepson.
Mm.
And I didn't realize some of the things, because he's very verbal, he's very capable, and we continued to kind of help him grow. But then he started going through, for example, like a bottle of shampoo every week. He said, well, I started taking a shower every day. And I'm like, yeah, honey, but it shouldn't take a bottle of shampoo a week. That's a lot.
Right.
And he said, but I'm not using too much. It didn't click for him. So there's so many little things that people don't realize that an adult with special needs or someone with special needs may just not have seen, because sometimes kids get to go in the bathroom and watch their dad shave.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a special needs kid, they're probably not going to be around. They might be in school. They might be someplace else.
Right.
But there are things that they miss along the way. So I love to hear that the YMCA has programs to help them continue to grow.
Absolutely. And to continue to develop those life skills. You walk into most of our facilities, even hire adults with special needs as well. So you might see them greeting. You might see them folding towels or spraying down equipment.
Yeah.
We really want to foster an inclusive culture where everyone can have a place at the Y and feel like this is their home.
That's great. And then now back to the after breast cancer. I'm sorry, I'm jumping back and forth.
That's
here,
fine.
But I want to make sure we kind of get the most details we can out to people. So how do you help them? You said like with groups, for example, perhaps?
Yeah, so we do have you're kind of put into a cohort where you go through together with the same group of women. You get a group fitness instructor that's going to help you, like a personal trainer that is equipped to really teach all the adaptive exercises.
Oh.
You get a nutritionist assigned to your group. And that goes through kind of what kind of nutrition you need to be considering now that you've like what's going to help your body recover best.
Like what is the difference in nutrition for somebody after breast cancer?
You know, this is where I'm going to fully show that I've never been in the program. So I don't know, but I do know, we all know that what we put in our bodies makes a huge difference to our health.
Right.
And so helping them be as healthy as possible so that their immune systems are being strengthened as much as possible.
Yeah.
So that's definitely important. But then also they get this small group. So we partner with an organization called Restore Small Groups. They have a curriculum called Journey to Wholeness that really walks them through kind of the emotional toll that breast cancer has taken from them, and then also help restore them back to wholeness, because they really are whole humans that want to thrive just like all of us.
Yeah.
And it just helps them do that together with others who've gone through a similar experience.
And I think that is something that I had heard people who had gone through breast cancer and are recovering and have been past it at this point, but they said they didn't feel like they were whole anymore. So that makes a lot of sense to have something helps them be reminded that they are whole and complete and help them feel that way again.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Well, I cannot talk about the YMCA without talking about youth and young people. We have so many programs for kids. We are in 83 schools across Middle Tennessee and all of our five surrounding counties.
The YMCA is?
Yes. Over 6,000 kids participate in our before and after care programs that are on site in schools.
Wow.
So this might be something members wouldn't know about unless you have a child who goes to a public school. And here's about Fun Company. So Fun Company is what we call our after school programs, or before. It's before and after. And it's a great thing for kids. They have a full curriculum. They get a meal. They get being surrounded by healthy, safe adults that can continue, help them continue growing in their own, you know, personal development as well as their educational development. It's a great, great thing that we have all across Middle Tennessee.
Is it exercises? Is it games? Is it homework help? Is it just...
all of the above. So they're going to be in rotations where they might, you know, have a time that they'll do some recess and some fun exercise and fun activities. Then they'll have some time where they get nutritional meals. They'll have some time where they get some homework help. They also have some arts and crafts. So my kids have been in Fun Company for years, and they would, after school, they're showing me what they've made in Fun Company, and they just had a wonderful time. That extends throughout the summer. There's summer programming in school sites as well called Summer Adventure. So that continues. That also continues throughout the summer with day camps. So all of our YMCA locations, a majority of them at least, have day camps that are happening in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, if you've ever tried to find stuff for your kids, because to me, to live in Nashville, I got to be working. I can't, you know, so what do I do with my kids? And the most affordable care I've found is really what we offer with our day camps.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, have you heard of Camp Widgiewagon?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So that's it's like over 300 acres of a camp, and that's a phenomenal summer adventure for kids. And we definitely want people to check out Camp Widgie if they haven't ever done that. We have overnight programs. We have day camp. And if scholarships are needed, we always make scholarships available. So there's a lot of things happening for kids.
So if scholarships are needed, meaning...
yes.
If Camp Widgie,
I can't afford it.
It's just not in the budget.
Yep. You apply for a scholarship for sure. Okay. And that actually isn't just for kids. So even with our membership, we have a few membership deals that are important for our YMCA locations. One, we have a membership referral. So I'm a member at the Y. If I invite you to become a member at the Y, we both can get 20% off our membership.
Oh, wow.
And the idea behind that is, again, we're about community. How better to work out than to work out with a friend?
Mm-hmm.
But another thing that a lot of people don't know, you might go on our website and think, oh, I can't afford this rate. I really want to encourage everyone to go in and talk to a membership staff, because we will work with your income. We have income-based rates. We want to make the Y for all. So if it seems inaccessible, please just walk through the door, take a tour, talk with that membership staff, and they really want to work with you on what your needs are.
What is the vision? If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dori Gorman with the YMCA of Middle Tennessee. What is the vision for the Y, to get everybody involved and the community strengthened? And what will we see in the long run?
Middle Tennessee is absolutely transformed because of the YMCA. I really believe that when individuals come together, and so don't stay separate, but really come together to get on a health journey.
Yeah.
And not just physical health, whole person wellness, spirit, mind, and body. I really believe our community can be transformed. And so we want to see that. We want to see that from birth. For that mom who's going, I have been at home with this baby and I've never put him in childcare, and the first time I'm going to do that is going to be in Y Play when I walk into. And we have some moms that come in and, you know, don't tell anyone, they don't work out, but they just need 2 hours of childcare, and they stay in the building and they drink coffee and read a book and just kind of get some quiet space. That's wonderful.
Yes,
we want
is.
That. And yeah, of course we want them to hit the fitness floor at some point, because we know that that's going to also help their mental health. It's going to help their spiritual health. All of it comes together. But more than anything, as people are doing that and we all do it together as a community, our community can really be transformed.
When you're there, you have the chance to not only help yourself, but to help somebody else.
Absolutely.
You might be that thing that they needed in their day because you're out there.
Yeah.
Having a cup of coffee, perhaps.
Yeah.
Having some downtime.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, do we have time for me to tell you about two other secrets of the Y?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So here you go. Another one that I grew up here. I grew up in Franklin. I moved away for a while, came back. So I still feel like this is home for me.
Yep.
I never knew this program was a part of the YMCA, even though I was a part of it.
Oh,
and it's Youth in Government. So we have, if you've ever heard of Model UN, Model mm-hmm. United Nations, or Youth Legislator, this is where high school, actually it starts in middle school and high school students who choose to be a part of a Youth in Government club at their school, it's run by the YMCA, they will get the opportunity to, in one semester, they may go, if they're in Model United Nations, it's literally like a mock United Nations where each kid forms a team and they represent a country and they literally go to the capital and they get to spend time there as this mock United Nations. But they also do the same thing when it comes to like state representatives. They do a mock, like we, you know, this, they have a governor and they have all the different positions that we would have as a state. They have in a really incredible experience for them to think about what would it be like to write a bill, propose it, present it, but actually do that in the Capitol. And so they'll spend, I mean, thousands of teenagers across Middle Tennessee will come to our Capitol for youth and government. And that's an incredible program. I was in it in middle school and never knew it was a YMCA program until I worked for the Y and was like, oh, we need more people to know about this.
I agree.
Yeah. So it's definitely fostering leadership in our youth, teaching them skills, not only public speaking, but really putting together a well thought out argument to debate and to try to get their point across.
Yeah.
But also just really getting them around other state leaders and getting the experience that is pretty unforgettable for them.
Well, plus we're teaching the youth of our community right here that they can make a difference. Some kids don't even know they need to think about what they want in their future.
Right.
They just, the future's coming, things are happening, I'm living day to day, not I can help shape the future.
Absolutely.
I need to think about what I want. And then here's how to possibly put that into action.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. I wish we had had that like for every kid when I was growing up as well. Because I think a lot of people as adults don't think about what they want in their future.
Right.
And don't make a plan to try and get there.
Right.
And that's a fabulous skill to teach kids.
Absolutely. So that's another part of our youth development that may not be known.
Is it a free program? Is it a pay program?
No, it's free to be a part of because it's through your school club. I believe there may be some cost with if you're going to, you know, do an overnight in a hotel and things like that.
But again,
we're going to make a way for every student to be able to participate in that if that's what they want to do.
Got it.
All right. I got one more secret.
Let's do this.
All of these are near and dear to me. This one kind of falls into my area as the chaplain of the Y. Not a lot of people know we have a chaplain.
No, I didn't.
My department is the spirit mind. So if our mission is to help people grow in spirit, mind, and body, that's our logo is a triangle. Those three things. I really focus on the spiritual and mental health of our YMCA.
Huh.
And one of our big initiatives this year is a curriculum called Mental Health First Aid. So this is an 8-hour certification class. Think of it like CPR, but for your mental health. And so we have an initiative right now where we're sending over 450 of our staff to become certified mental health first aiders in 2024.
Whoa.
So what that means is when you walk into our building, if you're struggling, if you're going through something, if you're not even sure if you're safe to be alone with yourself, with the thoughts that you're having, you can walk up to one of our staff and say, I need help. And they're ready to give you that help in the same way that they're ready if a member were to have a cardiac event. They know CPR. Well, they know how to recognize signs and symptoms that I think this person may be in crisis and I know how to get them the mental health support that they need. So it's a great program. We have that class. You can take that class as a member as well. But our big focus in 2024 is getting our staff trained. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we hope to get our community even more trained as well.
So is it offered, is mental health first aid as a class offered in all of the YMCAs in Middle Tennessee?
So we currently offer it for members online. And so it's ymcamidten.org/MHFA. And you can sign up to take a class. We have 5 of them offered this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving in years future, we hope to have many of those classes offered mm-hmm. in our buildings for in-person as well.
I think that's fantastic. I want to do that, definitely. I'm a member, and my husband is a member, the Donaldson Hermitage YMCA.
Great.
But I did not know that, because I think if we all were a little more prepared to help out those right. around us when they are in crisis, physically, if it's CPR, or mentally and emotionally, if they're having a mental crisis, if they just are struggling and needing some help, oh, that'd be wonderful if we were all prepared to help each other.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been teaching the class since 2021 now. This is the first time it will be kind of really required training. So if you become an employee, full-time employee at the Y, you have to become certified in mental health first aid.
Yeah.
And since we've been doing this class, we've had experiences where maybe a member had a panic attack at one of our facilities.
Right.
And our staff, because they've gone through this training, know what to do.
Yeah.
We've had, you know, from time to time, we've had things where someone may have expressed thoughts of killing themselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to mention that lightly on the radio because I don't know who's listening and their own lived experience with those thoughts. But our staff knew what to do.
Yeah.
And they knew how to get them the help that they needed, be it through mobile crisis or calling 988. And so I think it's important I say 988 on the radio right now, because if that's you today, I hope you'll call 988, because we always want to be equipped to know how to help ourselves and to how to help those around us.
Yeah.
When we're not doing well.
Yeah. What are the different types of memberships at the YMCA? Do I get a discount if I'm over a certain age?
Yeah.
Do I get a discount if I'm under a certain age? And you said, like, if I refer somebody, if I'm a member and I refer somebody, we
right.
get discounts.
Right. And that's one of the reasons I really encourage you to come in and talk with the Y, because everybody's individual. Everybody has individual circumstances.
Okay.
So some people might get a membership through their insurance, for sure. Or there's certain companies that you might get a membership. If you know, your company might have a partnership with the Y and mm-hmm. you get a membership through that. We definitely have reduced rates for individuals who could kind of do it based on their income. Mm-hmm. What's really neat is you might ask, well, where do you get the money to pay for those members? So our membership rate, our standard rate, if you look at it, that is it's a little higher than what you might find at some places, but that's because we want to all be a place where everyone can work out. And
right.
so I can afford a little more maybe, so I'll pay a little more so that you can go. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Maybe I can't afford it, but you can. And so we're all helping each other out so that
right.
the Y really can be for all. But the best way to find out what's my rate going to be is go in, talk with a membership staff. They really want to work with you to find out, you know, what's really going to be the best plan for you. They can also help you with your fitness plan. You might have questions about a weight loss class,
yeah.
which we have a weight loss class, or you might go, I really would like a personal trainer, but I just want to try it for like a month.
Oh.
And you can get a personal trainer. You know, all of those types of offerings are there. But you know, everybody's journey, health journey is so different based on what they're needing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really say, just come on in the building and we'll find something. You know, we'll find the journey that best fits you.
So if somebody has been sedentary and not on any kind of a physical health plan, they can start at the YMCA and get the guidance they need to get onto something.
Absolutely. We even have some classes that are specifically designed for people that you just described. So that, you know, maybe a class you might look in a window and go, oh my gosh, that's so intimidating. I wouldn't know how to do that at
right,
all.
Right.
Well, okay. But that's why we have beginners classes, where be it from beginners yoga, to if it's your first time lifting, to know how to do the circuits. Like, we want to train you on how to do that.
Right.
I mean, the other thing, I can't believe I've talked about the Y and haven't talked about swimming. We have incredible swim lessons. One of our huge initiatives is drowning prevention. We want to make sure our children know how to swim, adults know how to swim, maybe even an adult's listening and going, you know, I never learned how to swim.
Yeah.
Come to the Y. We have adult swim lessons where you can really get equipped so that it doesn't have to be as scary or intimidating. A couple of our Ys even have swim teams for kids, and so it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to make sure that Tennessee, in addition to being a place where we're healthy and we're thriving and we're growing, we're also preventing drowning from happening.
Gosh, yeah. Now, so are the adult swim lessons separate from the little kids?
Yes,
we're not going to have some little three-year-olds swimming circles around us and making us feel bad.
That would not be encouraging by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it would not.
No, it's age appropriate for sure. We definitely want to make every adult feel like they are being respected in that way.
Yes.
and with their peers in the pool.
Do you have some success stories that you could share with us? Just a couple of people who maybe that you've experienced, you've seen them come in and they were a little unsure, and then you see them start to make friendships and things
yeah.
like that.
You know, one success story I've seen, we also have classes if you're not necessarily wanting to do a lot of physical things.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our classes, centering practice, is we call it a spirit mind class, and it's 20 minutes of silence mm-hmm. together with a group, and you each on your own choose your own word that's gonna, like, when your thoughts begin to wander, you kind of recenter yourself to that word. And it's just a time, some people really practice breath work during that time. For some people, it's a prayer practice.
Oh, wow.
It can be kind of choose your own adventure of what you want it to be, but you're with others in 20 minutes of silence. And we had a member who had recently gone through a loss in her life, and she didn't, you know, really want to come back into the why, because she always came with this person who's no longer with her and was just going, I want to be there, but I don't want to be there. And I'm not sure if I'm ready to sweat. And so she came to centering practice.
Yeah.
And a couple of months later, we saw her out in the community with someone from that class, and they were getting lunch together.
Oh, great.
And here's someone who had been at home, hadn't been going, and then now she's out at lunch. You know, I have no doubt that she's starting to make her way back into the fitness center and, mm-hmm. and really get back on track for her. So that's just one story, but I think that story kind of encapsulates what makes us different. I don't know a lot of fitness centers that offer that mental health, mindfulness, prayer practice, like centering practices.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how many have that kind of connections forming where I'm going to go get lunch with someone.
Yeah.
And then find myself back in the fitness center.
And back into life.
And back into life. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I think that really shows really who we are and what we're about. I think we often too have stories of kids just growing in confidence where be it, I mean, my own child, I saw it when she took swim lessons and was completely intimidated by the swim test. Because all of our YMCAs, if you're going to go swimming in the summer, kids have to pass a swim test if they're allowed to be in the pool without an adult.
Oh.
And gosh, that caused her so much anxiety. But we signed her up for swim lessons. And just little by little with a coach who just said, you got this, you can do this. She just began to conquer that fear to now there is no hesitation, jump in the pool, ready, go.
Yeah.
And I mean, now when I go to a Y with my spouse and we sit and our kids are swimming and we're on the side, we like it was well earned because it was a lot of years of tears and hard. But more than the fact that she can swim, which is so important, it's her confidence. Mm-hmm. And I really believe the YMCA gave her that confidence.
And I have one final question, if you're okay with it.
Sure.
What about people who've had some sort of a health issue, like a stroke or something that affects them physically, shoulder surgery, knee surgery, things like that?
Absolutely. So I think the best thing I would suggest if you were going in to talk about a membership is if as much as someone's comfortable, share that information, because we'll have personal trainers, we'll have group fitness instructors that have backgrounds in all of that to be able to help those individuals learn some adaptive exercises to meet their health needs.
Yeah.
And so again, it's up to that person to share what they're comfortable sharing.
Right.
But if they'd be willing to do that, we definitely have staff that are trained and equipped to help them find the best fitness journey for them.
Rather than them trying to just jump into a class.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Hurt
which
themselves.
May be put them at risk. And we wouldn't want that at all.
Okay. Anything I've neglected to ask that you think is important to add about the YMCA of Middle Tennessee?
Come check it out. We have so much to offer. I could keep going.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm leaving something out. But we really, really want our community to know that we are here for them.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give all of Middle Tennessee a place to belong and be well. And we want that more than anything else. And so come check out a Y, start getting involved, and you may just discover even more of our programs. I mean, I haven't even scratched on Y Literacy and Y Quest is a club for middle school students and Black Achievers and Latino Achievers. I mean, I can go on and on and on. We have so many community action programs, things happening that the YMCA is behind, and we want you to come through our doors, learn about what's happening, but more than learning, join, be a part of it, because we really want all of Middle Tennessee to thrive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Dori Gorman with YMCA of Middle Tennessee. We'll put some links on our Focus Facebook page so you can find out more. Make sure you join us again next week, please. I'm Anna Marie, and that's Focus.